Cinema Lens.
And we're recording.
Yes, 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 yes.
Cinema. Hey, everybody, oh, I'm the Madam Mirren.
Oh, God, look at you.
You that was my Matt impression.
Asshole. Like, that was my fucking ears.
Okay, go ahead.
You're a horrible person. Okay, ladies, gentlemen, and ladies, welcome to Three Easy Pieces, a show where we all bring a topic to the table, discuss it, make fun of each other, and go off on other shit. I am the Matt in Black. With me, as always, is the B-Man, Beezer.
The Beezer with hearing deficiencies.
Dude, I've got, like, more... Sorry. Like, I usually have, like, you know, ringing in my ears, but now there's like two ringings. There's a new one.
One ringy-dingy.
At least they have friends.
Yeah.
No, two ringy-dingy.
Like, there's a relationship in the future.
Like, ooh, maybe. Hashtag or what if they don't blessed. Like each other, though?
Yeah, well, that's...
And then they're doomed together for the rest of the... That's like my cats. We have two cats.
And they just don't get
They don't like each other. Like, the one kind of like the other one, but doesn't really give a shit, likes to annoy it, and the other one just can't fucking stand the other one. They won't even, like, clean each other. And, like, when they do, you know, the thing where they, like, lick each other to clean, you know, like cats.
Yeah.
You're aware. I'm like, you know, yeah, when I say know, clean each other. I know you don't like fucking animals, but...
No, I have three dogs. Give me three.
I don't like fucking animals either because that's gross. It's bestiality.
Which brings us to very verbal, very creepy Rogers VCR.
But just because you don't like fucking animals, I mean, that doesn't stop you.
Oh, I didn't say wouldn't. Did I ever say, Bijou, I don't fuck animals. I just said I don't like fucking animals.
He, like, doesn't prefer it.
Like, I don't like Diet Pepsi, but I'll drink a Diet Pepsi.
Just like he'll lick the tail of a little deer and stick his thumb up the ass.
What?
Yeah, I'm
that's
sorry.
Just
I saw a picture. I know. On. I know. I saw a picture of something today that I shouldn't have, and it's been weirding me out.
Were you looking at, like, deer porn?
No. A buddy of mine posted a picture of Bambi getting finger fucked and
yeah,
her asshole, the asshole.
Started it though
on Facebook.
No, he sent it to us on our little
Facebook thread.
Our thread,
yeah.
And so it was just
wait. You could post shit like that on private threads in Facebook.
Yeah, you know what though? I discovered, I found this like Tumblr of people who had edited nipples off of women, and I've sent like porn through Facebook, no problem,
right?
But for some reason, Facebook removed that. I sent a picture of a girl with no nipples to a friend of mine and be like, yeah, this was funny because it was hilarious. And Facebook removed the content.
Oh, wow.
For some reason, that like...
Even if it was, since it was private, too, it still removed it?
It does. They monitor that. Really? And I guess it whatever algorithm they have set up for like possibly like... My only best guess would be for like pedophilia.
Yeah.
Would
Ooh.
Be...
Maybe
yeah, so
off.
It flagged it, but I'm sure somebody like had to like look at it,
right?
And they were like, "Oh, it's just a chick with no nipples." Yeah, that's fine.
You and Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, so I never had the FBI raid the place. So.
That'd be great. We're looking
knock
for
on
guy.
Wood.
We're looking for a man who likes nippleless chicks.
I'm like raising my hand and like,
You know what the next thing I thought of like right after you said that, I was like, "Oh, well, you should go by like some kind of cancer ward or post-op cancer." ward.
Well, you know what gets him, you know, the whole about the whole Milo thing is that he is Greek.
Right.
So did we like see anything else coming?
Oh, he double downs on the whole like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Greek. Little boys.
Right.
Come on.
You know what's funny about that? And this isn't, I'm not counting this as a topic, but like the whole Milo, you know, what we're talking about with the Milo. I can't pronounce his last name.
Yiannopoulos. Yeah.
Do you have any ideas? Like no. Trump associated. He writes for Breitbart.
No, he's embraced by the alt-right, but he's very
like
liberal.
A human troll.
Yeah. No, that's all he does. He says these really outlandish things like he was condoning pedophilia.
Well,
but if you look at it in the context of the interview, it actually makes sense.
It does, but I mean, it's not like you can't take his comments as not being genuine, though. I mean, they weren't. They're not taken. None of those quotes were taken out of context.
No, I listened to the whole interview, and it's actually in context. He's being very tongue in cheek with it,
right?
Because it does come up. Like you have to listen to the whole thing,
right?
And I did today because I've been on vacation, and so I've been just doing stuff that like I don't ever have time to do, which
right.
is
listen to internet troll.
Yeah,
interviews.
And I rewired the entire studio. Thank you very much.
And what a wonderful job he did.
It doesn't smell like cat poop in here?
No.
Yeah.
Take a big whiff, you fucking weirdo.
Well, I wanted to verify.
I peed in the corner of everyone in the room, and I peed everywhere the cat.
It smells very nice.
Yeah, my pee does smell nice. Thank you. Mm-hmm. No, but I'm trying this experiment where I'm putting my urine mm-hmm. in the spots where the cat...
You don't want it to pee?
Yeah. Well, I don't want the cat to shit or pee because I want the cat to think that this is mine. Mm-hmm. So the cat was like, oh, I can't shit here. I'll go shit over here, which right. is the cat boxes. So I put my pee everywhere. And so the cat will know
and
that it's...
he says it like it's a normal thing. Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, when you say put, what was actually the method of delivery?
I peed in a spray bottle. I went to the 99-cent store.
Oh, that's pretty informed. Yeah, and that's a good idea.
I made sure not to eat any beets or asparagus right. beforehand.
Okay.
And I peed in the bottle, uh-huh. and I went and I sprayed the air.
Was there like a dilution?
No.
Parts per million?
No, just straight pee, because I didn't want to dilute it.
Right.
And I sprayed it, but I made sure.
You're breaking out.
Whoa.
Are you turning into a Cylon?
Maybe it's because you yelled earlier.
Uh-oh. Hot mic.
Oh.
Oh.
You know, at this point, I was going to call shenanigans, but it's Roger, so I really don't.
Well, I was going to call the shenanigans because I was thinking, like, he just put it there. But, like, he actually had a fairly, I mean, that was like Martha Stewart-y. Like with
and it's Roger,
Your urine into a spray bottle. And spread around your house so that your cats know that your territory and they'll leave it alone.
We all know that springtime is the best time for spring cleaning. And uh-huh. of course, what else goes with spring cleaning but taking care of our animals? And the way I like to do that is to ensure that they're not going to urinate in a bad place. Yeah. So,
okay. Well, I'm trying. I'm going to try it because the cat's been shitting everywhere. And I don't try something.
No, there you go, man. Like, I hope it works out for you.
Why are you trying to take away your cat's joy?
No.
Maybe it likes shitting everywhere.
It does. That's the problem.
Thus, we have the issue. All right. Well, I'm going to take this time to veer off of your strange topic onto a different one. Uh-huh. What is it? I recently, as you guys know, have had car issues since last week. Yeah. And so
since last week? I thought it was the same car problem.
Yeah, same car problem.
But it's reared its ugly head once again.
It's been a fight.
Never
like
went
it's
away.
It's like my, it's just, so I went and replaced the radiator thinking like this will fix my leak problem. Well, it didn't. So I finally had to go to like an actual mechanic. And this was my experience yesterday. I wake up early. I go down to the mechanic place. I'm like, hey, here's the deal. I don't know what's going on, man. I keep feeling it. The heat gauge is going crazy. Can you tell me what's wrong? Guy's like, all right, it's going to be $55 for the diagnostic. I'm like, sold, man. Just tell me what's going on. He comes back out about 30 minutes later. He's like, hey, dude, I found the problem. I'm like, what is it? He's like, you need a new cap on your radiator. It'll be cost you like $5. And I was like, dude, cool. And he's like, plus the diagnostics. I'm like, whatever. You found it. I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. Just get it on there. Here's the problem, though. It's going to be a little bit because we have to order it. And I was like, dude, there's a parts shop down the street. Like I could see it from where I'm standing. He's like, yeah, we ordered it from there, but they don't have it at that store. You have to get it from there. I was like, okay, whatever. So I wait. I'm listening to an Audible. Listening to a book on tape. I'm like, good.
Always a good time.
You know, it's a me time.
Yeah.
Guy comes back. All right, we got the cap on, and it turns out it's not that. I'm like, oh, of course it's not. Why would it be that easy? Would I think I was leaving here?
I mean, honestly, I did feel like I felt like it was a red herring. I did not believe the cap was going to be the thing. Continue.
Oh, and it's, dude.
I knew. I could have told you that because last time you were filling it up with fluid, we saw it leaking
from
other spots.
You said filling it up with fluid, and I can't help but think you mean urine. We're not talking about something. We're talking about something different.
I had him pee in my radiator.
Oh, fantastic.
Like Red Dawn.
Red Dawn!
The original Red Dawn, by the way.
The second one didn't make sense.
No, it was. They did not take anything from
it. Is that like another 48 hours where they stick a potato in the tailpite?
That was not.
That was Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
And it was a banana.
It was a banana.
Yeah, because I heard the song.
Oh, no. There was a potato in the tailpipe from some movie, too. I don't remember what movie.
But it wasn't either of them. Yeah. It wasn't either. So anyway.
So potato in the tailpipe.
Potato in the tailpipe. So radiator, the guy's like, no, dude, it's your thermostat. And I'm like, okay, thermostat. Makes sense. How much is that going to cost? What do you mean?
No, I'm just foreshadowing. Nope.
Yeah. So
don't ruin it, man. I haven't seen it yet.
So the guy's like,
sorry.
Bad news. It's going to take an hour. And I'm like, okay. Of course. Why would it take less time?
Did he say what it was this time? Or he just
said it's the thermostat.
Okay.
Needed to replace it.
Okay.
So, hour passes by, once again, listening to a beautiful Audible book, pacing around outside, and then the guy comes out, hey, I got some more bad news. And I was like, you know, I would be more surprised at this point if you had fucking good news. You know what I'm saying? It might fuck up this little thing we got going on. He's like, yeah, this piece in your car broke. I'm like, it broke. He's like, yeah, I looked it up, and they have a lot of different replacement parts for it, which tells me this part breaks a lot. And I was like, so when did it break? And he's like, when the guy was putting it on. So you say it broke, like somehow it just magically broke. It broke because your fucking guy fucking tied it on too tight. Well, there might have been a fracture. I'm like, dude, I can't argue with this guy because now at this point, like, I can't leave.
You're in too deep.
Yeah, it's like, I can't, you know what? Just put my fucking car back together because I'm leaving. You know, I'm like, he's got to put it together. So I'm like sitting here and I'm like, okay, well, how long is that? Like, how much is that going to cost? He's like, it's another $20 on top. So now I'm paying like $200. I'm like, fucking A. And I'm like, and he's like, but I got some bad news. I'm like, so it gets worse from here? He's like, it's not going to be for another like 3 hours. And I was like, what? Dude, I got to go to work. And he's like, I'll give you a ride. I'm like, so you want me to just leave my car here and you can just drive it over to my work? He's like, yeah, dude. I was like, fuck it. Yeah, let's go. I can't leave.
Right. What else are you going to do?
Yeah,
right?
I can't leave. So the guy, I'm like stressing. I'm like, dude, I just left my car there. You know, I don't know these people. Guy drives it over, and he's actually a really nice guy. Drove me to work. We had a cool conversation. Right. Cool. And so he gets to my job. And
he could be a totally shitty mechanic, but a nice guy. I'm not judging him.
Actually, he was some other dude who was working my car, but, you know, anyway.
He was covering for him.
Yeah, he was covering for him. But the guy did kind of help me out with some other build stuff. So he ends up coming up, and he's like, hey, by the way, here's your car keys. And I'm like, dude, thank you so much for driving it over here. I really appreciate it. He's like, yeah, your car's still overheating. I was like, let me. So it's more bad news, I guess, right? You know, and then he says, it might be your water pump. And I'm like, okay, well, how much does that cost? And he gave me that look of, wow, that water pump is, it's not like it's just there and they pull it out. It's like in the car underneath some shit. And so now it's going to be another, like, I don't even know. He hasn't even told me.
Yeah, no, labor's going to get you on that one.
Yeah, labor. And I was like, well, how much do you usually charge? Like, well, it's $90. And I was like, fuck. Yeah. And if it's a 4-hour job, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And I have
Do they reimburse you? They don't ever reimburse you for the hour that you fucking wait there, or like the 3 hours that you gotta.
No, dude, it's no. I mean, it's not like, but I mean, at the same time, it's kind of like, you don't like our shit, go to some other fucking mechanic. Where are you gonna be dealing with the same?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I have found out because now through research, because I was like, how the fuck did they not find this out? So they basically work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They find the first
basic
maybe,
troubleshooting.
Yeah, but they do the so with the gas with the cap. It was a thing that was, there was a little pressure escaping, and that might have been it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, basically, I'm paying for every single piece that they may or may not have. So once the water pump is fixed, they may find out that, well, that's also not the entire problem.
Right.
It was just, like this begat that, blah, 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 now we're here.
Yeah. You were like an essentially the auto mechanic equivalent of a house episode.
Yeah, no shit.
No, see,
I'm like walking around with a stick. Well,
I work on
it's
stuff.
Not lupus.
I fix things for a living. You know, I'm an electronics technician, but I also do mechanical stuff too. And what I've learned is like, okay, on certain things, if this is broken, go ahead and fix this because it's probably broken too. Like for instance, there's this thing called a stabilometer. It's used for testing the density of concrete.
Okay, you said stable monitor.
Stabilometer.
I thought it meant it measured stability.
No.
I did too. Yeah.
No, I know. It's a weird fucked up name. But it's for, it's actually not, it's not concrete. It's specifically used for the density of asphalt. So,
asphalt.
Yeah, some asphalt.
This asphalt is super dense.
Yeah, they want to make sure that there's enough tar in the asphalt.
Right.
So, they want to see what's up in
joke.
That asphalt.
Racist joke. I want to say what, but I won't.
But one of the things I've learned is if the seals are bad, change all the seals.
Right.
Yeah, dude, dirty ass seals.
Yeah, just Clubble. All the seals. And so, like, the first time I ever fixed one, I
a
changed
seal?
The seal. Well, no, fixed a stabilometer. I changed just the seals that were bad. And then I realized, oh, just do the whole thing. And then you also want to change the bladder because there's a bladder inside that pumps up. And it uses pressure to.
This sounds like a totally made up piece of machinery. I mean, it's got like fucking, like fucking gaskets, and it's called a stabilometer, and it's
yeah,
got
it's
a
like
fucking
a Doctor Who's
bullshit. Like in my head, like I'm picturing like some kind of like weird tripod legged, like, you know, with a bellows, like a fucking bagpipe and a bunch of tubes, and you stick it into fucking asphalt, and then you go.
No, you actually,
and then like it like pops up a thing, like whether or not there's enough tar.
You put the asphalt into the thing. Actually, there's like when you like say you like do a road. You will pour
like
some
when
of
you
the
bang a road when you're like, yo,
yeah, you do that, bro.
Look at that dirty asphalt over there.
That dirty asphalt.
You know what? There's just probably a asphalt. Kink that has that. There's like dude. A dude who like checks out roads. He's like, oh, look
check
at
out
those
Red Tube, man. Red Tube's got all the crazy shit, baby.
So when you do a road, you pour some of the asphalt into a cylinder and you let it set, and then you pop the cylinder out of the mold.
Right, it's like the test
yeah,
piece. Yeah,
and then you take that and you send it to a lab,
mm-hmm.
and the lab puts it in this thing, and they test it in this thing, and then they crush it.
And there's like a bladder. And just goes,
oh,
bladder.
That makes sense. So it does check the stability. That is.
Well, no, the stabilometer, all it does is just they pressurize it, they pump it up, and they pressurize it, and then they release the air, and then the air tells it how dense it is based on how much air escapes
from. Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so.
Well, it's still kind of measuring stability through air.
I know. I'm with you on this, Matt.
I'm trying to justify it somehow
totally
in my brain.
So then they take it, they put it in a machine that compresses it, and then when it cracks, they know that it cracks at this many p. And then that gives
you
it.
You said crack?
And it gives it the flex, man. The flexorial strength of the material. So
flexorial.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cologne or a perfume for women. Vexoria for women.
From the makers of High Karate. Vexoria.
I don't even know what made me laugh about
you
that.
Know, you remember High Karate?
No, what the fuck is High
it was
Karate?
A, it was old, like in the 80s, like a fragrance that was really popular.
High Karate. And then like this guy puts on the High Karate and then all these women are just like attacking him. And he's like.
Not with karate.
With their vaginas. And he's like. Batting them off. And
hi.
Yeah. And it's like, High Karate.
Actually, High Karate is also what Joe Rogan practices because he smokes a lot of weed and he does like martial arts. It is exactly High Karate. And once again, Roger is a robot. I knew it the whole time.
That would make total sense to me. Like his master didn't want him anymore because he was too like creepy.
Dude, I think you have to switch inputs on that.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna do this mid show.
See, he fucking he's doing it. He's a brave man.
He's
look
brave
at this.
Man.
He's
what
changing it. He's doing it. He's got it.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So what is your topic today?
My topic, interestingly enough,
with
the robot
darn
voice.
Darn it. I think I got the bad cable that Beezer had.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought I set it aside, but I think I have the bad cable now.
You are the bad cable.
You remember I was telling you Beezer had a bad cable and all the time.
Don't Beezer recall that at all.
Beezer had a bad cable. He just needs to get it fixed. Don't give that an asshole a microphone because he'll kick you in the dick. What are you getting that look for?
I'm just giving like what the you just narrate, you're coming out with a song now? What,
yeah,
is that fucking
well,
musical all of a sudden?
You know those musical episodes they used to do in TV shows? I've always wanted like one to happen in my life. So every now and again, I'll just like kind of sing a song and hope that'll somehow kickstart it.
Some other guy will be like, hey, yeah. I get what you're saying.
One of these days, man, it's going to just be, you know, I'll be like in Canada probably because I imagine that there's a lot of musicals that break out there.
I don't know. No, I don't see
no,
that.
No, there's no place that necessarily does that.
I wish because
Fargo,
I would,
North Dakota.
I would love to have like some mundane problem that we could all sing about. That would be like the most awesome thing. Like,
right.
You know, what will I do? I do not have enough change for the meter. Or, you know, they ran out of toilet paper in the bathroom. And then we all like, you know, no one likes a toilet.
Wouldn't the world be so much better?
We wouldn't get a lot done. Because it would be mostly like, hey,
true.
Man, we got to practice for that number we got
like
coming
and
up.
And all the production stuff. And
like, yo, Tim, by the way,
You're actually disinvited from the wedding because you didn't study all the steps.
Yeah, we got to have this major, you know, thing when she says I do and you're just not
into it.
Not into
grocery
it.
Grocery shopping would be like a fucking ordeal,
no
you know?
Shit. I need beans and butter and milk and sour cream.
Don't forget the flour.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
What's up, Clangs? Jesus Christ.
Dude.
What's with the fucking T-1000 over here?
Dude, it's what happened. He's actually on Mars right now.
Oh.
He's like.
Actually, there'd be like quite a delay if we were trying to talk to him from Mars.
Yes, I understand that. I was joking.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm.
It wasn't very funny.
Well, neither of you, you bitch face. You bitch face. So what's your fucking topic, you piece
so
of shit?
So I recently binged Westworld season one.
Oh, I've heard nothing but positive things
Dude,
about that shit.
It's the fucking shiznat. It's really good.
Oh God,
it's really good. Like it, and
it's on HBO, right?
Yeah, or on piracy. You know, it can be done.
Yeah, I know it can be, but I'm too stupid to know how, so I'm afraid. That...
But anyway, so after watching that, I mean, I won't spoil it because I just can't. I would fucking talk about it because it's a fucking, you know,
I've got
awesome
the
fucking show.
What is it? I've got the premise.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's got like, you know, it's got some Shyamalan-y sort of like twists and turns, and I don't want to blow it. It's Jonathan Nolan who wrote and directed, actually wrote several of the episodes, directed several of the episodes. It's really good. And, you know, Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris, it's just...
Dude, and I actually, I laughed my ass off, even though, I mean, I knew the basic concept because they had a Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I was in the middle of it, and I didn't want to watch it in the middle of it.
I'm back, bitches.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I had a cable. I just remembered I had a shorty cable. I'm back. You thought you got rid of me.
No.
Well, I didn't think. I kind
never
hoped
get rid of me.
It was more like a
prayer
that
I
sent out.
We
got to
try better. I mean, really.
Sky.
Maybe.
That it was
I could bring like some clippers and just kind of clip
I mean,
the fucking microphone
that,
cable.
But I mean,
and...
then it seems like we're in.
Hey, guys, what's going on? This is the Roger Podcast now. Sorry, I have the switchboard right here.
Yeah, no.
I think I'm going to bring myself a spray bottle and just spray the switchboard.
with
I have urine, I have a spray bottle.
With some urine in it?
Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah, it's over on the counter there.
I wouldn't be surprised. Dude, wait a minute. Do you have it? Where is it?
It's over in the counter.
On the counter. So right now, if I were to walk out there, I'd see a bottle full of urine.
Somebody made me wash it out.
Oh.
The cats?
Yeah.
Now,
anyways,
I'm
new topic, guys. What's going on?
So anyway, the whole Westworld led me to my topic, which was sex robots. Okay?
Fuck to the yeah. Is it cheating is my question.
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, it just like any other...
It's cheating if you have another sex robot.
Like, you know, can I go home and be like, oh, honey, sorry, I'm late. I was with the sex robot.
You know, it was quite an athletic session, and can say, they're going to have a heck of a time cleaning that thing.
Yeah. So what was your topic?
Well, okay, so Westworld, they're obviously robots, except they're not quite robots because they're more fleshy and whatnot in it. So there's been several like news stories recently where like obviously Japan, because it's Japan,
because
they've made like
obviously
right.
Japan.
They've made some sex robots. They've made quite a lot of headway in the sex robot industry. But no, I think that we're close. And I mean, you know, much in the same way that they've shown that societies that have sort of free access to pornography actually have lower attacks on, like, you know, sexual attacks on
women. I just don't want it to be like Alexa where you're like, sex robot, blowjob. And it's like, do you want me to punch you in the face? Blowjob, blowjob, blowjob.
I
will be punching you in the face. You're like, no.
I kind of dig that. That would be kind of cool.
Because it'd probably be an...
I will be blowing you and punching you in the face like, all right, Alexa, motherfucker,
you
do that, motherfucker.
That's interesting you should say that, because talking about this right now, it occurs to me that you know, technology usually builds upon itself, obviously, right? So it's very likely that whatever the, you know, mechanism that the future sex robots use to interact with people is going to be based on some sort of cloud, you know, intelligence systems that's going to, you know, allow it to interact with you. And that means that, yes, you are essentially going to be talking to something that is, you know, sending information back and forth to the NSA or, you know, Russia, whoever.
And then 4chan gets a hold of it.
Right.
Oh, God.
Well, but I think that, like, you know, again, much in the same way that we become more and more open society with, you know, ideas and open to other people's, you know, kinks or whatever, I think that we will probably normalize, you know, people having sex with sex robots. I can't think of it being a bad thing for society. I'm sure they'll be stigmatized.
I honestly think that even prostitution should be legal, because, dude, right. I would much rather have some guy have to drop a couple bucks instead of attacking somebody.
Yeah.
Because he needs... You know, the real vagina. He can't use his hand.
Oh,
I know what that is. It's the low cut. The low cut's fucked up.
Yeah. I kind of liked your haircut, dude.
No, the low cut on the...
Well, I mean, it's kind of high up on the sides. Why do they call it...
The
oh.
No, on... There's a button that controls the low cut, and it is sticky.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. It's,
hey, so you're right. It is his penis.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Fuck this Mackie board. Like, seriously, I was like, I always wanted a Mackie mixing board, and I got a Mackie instead of a Behringer, and they fucked me on this because Mackie moved their plant to China, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and Behringer's had their plant in China for like 30 years, so they know what they're doing. So Mackie just moved it, and who knows what those fucking assholes are doing in China right now, fucking la, 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 wiping la, their dicks la, on the fucking la, faders la, and shit like that.
I have a little Behringer board.
Hey.
What?
My grandma's a chink.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know, we beat them in war.
When they're your overlords. No, yeah. We didn't. They were allies. I
know. You know what? Trump's going to make us win no matter what.
It's going to be huge.
I do have to say, I mean, there's still a lot of, I mean, everybody hates Trump. I get it. But there's been a slight, regression in Trump stuff on Facebook.
You know what it is? Nice. Is because it's that fucking, you know when have to exert yourself so much or
like
say you're drowning.
Baby? Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. A baby screaming is like, it can only scream until it runs out of breath. It's got to take a breath. We're just at a take a breath point. I think that we just sort of like, you can only like fucking freak out, 24 hours a day for so long.
The protesters are like, hold on, give us a week or two. We'll be back like, at the airport. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I'm not disappointed with the man.
Okay.
I'm actually like, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's like I've been getting hot, like muggy air from politicians like my whole life, and now all of a sudden I'm getting like hot air. So it's like, this is different. I like this. I can live with this.
You know what, dude? For my own sanity, I'm trying to go on a Trump free diet for a little bit anyway, until he does something else completely outrageous. But I think that I can only eat so many anti-anxiety pills before I become, addicted to him.
Did you hear what the Mexican president said to Trump about building the wall?
What?
Give us back Texas and we'll build the wall. And I'm thinking, you know what? That's not a bad trade.
Dude, no. Texas. Dude, Texas is self-sufficient. That's a...
Yeah, it is like its own little country.
I mean, they...
They would probably prefer to be their own little country.
No, they actually have... I mean, I think multiple times.
I'm sure there's like a button in like the governor of Texas office where you like poof and it's
I think it's two states that are republics because they're basically a sovereign country within the United States.
There's the Republic of Texas
and California.
And California.
We're both republic. We could like just be like, fuck you guys and just do our own shit because we got seaports and everything.
Well, I think that.
California actually loses money to giving it. We give money to the federal government.
That's
we
true.
Lose.
We don't get
so
anything
if
back.
We were to like say fuck you federal government, we'd actually would be saving money.
We're like one of the most populous states.
Yeah, so we'd actually
generate quite a lot of revenue.
Same with Texas,
right?
And Alaska, but Alaska is in a republic; they're a territory.
Yeah, they got owned most recently, so they're fucking owned like bitches.
What was dude? I forgot what I was gonna say.
So anyway, I'm still talking about sex robots.
Yeah,
so
sex robots.
Stop fucking trying to fucking
Trump
me.
Old robots.
Banging the old robots. So yeah, okay. So like I
couldn't do it.
Really?
No. Couldn't in a heartbeat.
Well, I mean, I could probably bang it for a little bit, but I couldn't complete.
No?
No, I
like need, what if it turned its head all the way around, like right at the
I
right
need
moment?
To see a little pain in it. It's the only way I can do it.
Yeah, but I mean, at some point,
if it doesn't make crying sounds, right? Like, no, this is you're ruining my life. Just like I can't.
Oh,
I can't
Roger, you know, I need
to know it had a bad father. I
need it.
Well,
no, I
in Westworld, one of the things they did is they gave the robots, or as they refer to them in the film, the show, hosts. They give them memories, and they all have.
Oh,
like,
okay, then I could do that.
Yeah,
then.
They all have like their own sort of like rich histories, and so they believe they're real, So, which I think that would probably.
Well, if there's
be
one with a bad father, then
right.
I'll be good, but.
I remember, I remember in the Animatrix. Did you ever watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which that I thought was a brilliant precursor.
It was great.
I love the, like, I don't know why, but I love the runner clip. That one about the runner.
That's when he dies, right?
Well, no, but he breaks into the Matrix
right.
through physical accomplishment as opposed to intellectual accomplishment.
Right.
which allowed them to see through the veil of the Matrix.
Well, at one point, they go into an animation about how the robots, we created them, they started taking over, and then we started hating the robots. And at one point, they have... It's animated, but it's still kind of hard to watch for me.
Oh, where they beat the hooker bot.
They beat the hooker bot.
I don't even remember that.
Dude, it's only
they
a 2 second
clip. They tear its arm off. Right. And they like
no, but they hit her with a fucking like bar. Hammer. And she's right. Like, I'm real. And then you just see this chunk of flesh come off.
Right.
And she's screaming because she's a fucking robot. It's like, why was that robot programmed to feel pain?
Yeah.
And stress. Like you think you'd want to take those things out of a robot?
Well, I mean,
like, hey, we're gonna kill you. Like, all
any
right,
number of reasons. I mean, when we go to make something, we make something. We're creating from what we know.
It's why are we programmed to feel pain?
Right. Well, and so yeah, exactly. Damage, it's another.
We don't damage the equipment.
That's it's why another input for the sensory. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want a robot that is going to damage itself.
Yeah, but you would program it like, hey, by the way, stay away from water. Don't go in water, around water.
Well, no. If we make a waterproof robot, we're still going to want to program it so that it doesn't damage the outside casing.
Well, okay, and think specifically with, again, back to the sex bot, right? It's got to have some kind of sensory, you know, apparatus all over its body, its skin, in order to do its thing. And why would it not have, in, you know, when they calibrate that sensitivity, it's got to be everything, be able to feel everything from the lightest touch to whatever. And it's going to have stimulus response.
What a bunch of lucky dogs who get to research that. All right.
Yeah.
I need lots of vaginas, and we're going to need some.
We're just going to test
be,
them. Just test
I want to be
test
with
them, test
them or the guys that are like studying cocaine to see its effects.
Or both. They're probably in the same building, right?
Just in the room. Just in
just floating between both labs.
Be that guy that hits the table just
then
so the
I
powder.
Can't wait to Wednesday because that's when I get to go back to the coke room.
Just studying coke and robots.
Dude, actually, I think I told this story like last week. I remember watching this thing on a guy who was part of the DEA. And he they found an acid.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, dude, that was insane.
Yeah. It was like he was in the middle of a trip.
Like, nobody, like, I guess he took like 100, the equivalent of like
100 doses.
100 doses just by being in that atmosphere.
And then he became a superhero.
No.
Named
he actually
LSD man.
He's like, I get lost all the time now.
Yeah.
Even though it's in my own neighborhood. And I'm like, fuck. It really fucked up his brain.
I was working with the DEA and we were confiscating cocaine from the Colombians and the Peruvians that were trying to sneak it in. And we didn't get drug tested for cocaine.
Well, dude, cocaine's out of your system so quickly.
No,
at some point.
No, when you're handling it and you're around it and you're like picking up bales of cocaine.
Oh yeah, especially if you're exposed to a lot of it at some point.
You're gonna pop. Like that's the thing. Yeah. You'll pop for cocaine just by touching the bales that are just like 14 kilograms.
Oh, I know. Some of it gets into your bloodstream, but it's still out of your system so quickly.
But you're working
hard.
No,
but you're around it so much, like because we were like humping these bales of cocaine.
I bet you were. Like after all that cocaine in the air, you were just like, fuck.
We have 2.5 metric tons.
Dude, tell me you wouldn't fuck a bag of cocaine.
2.5 metric tons of cocaine, dude. Yeah. You know what that looks like?
The best thing ever?
You ever see like
castle?
Yes.
Like in the distance?
We built a throne out of it. A
shining, shimmering light from the sun.
There's pictures of somewhere around. There's a picture of me sitting on like a throne of cocaine. And just like, yeah. We built a throne out of it.
Did you call it the Tony Montana?
No, but I should have. But
no, it's Montana.
Is it Montana?
We built a coke couch because they're like bricks, like Lego bricks. You just like build a brick couch of cocaine.
Coke
just...
Legos. See, now that's the adult Legos version that I keep waiting for is the coke Legos, right?
Yeah, basically.
So what was the point of the sex robot talk?
Well, it was going to be like I was going to take like a poll on like
you're going to take a poll.
Honestly, dude,
I didn't expect like to be like yeah.
Hey, gay guys, Bijou was going to take a poll. Gay.
I mean, my only.
Hey, wait, guys, this is my impression of a gay man. Hello, I'm a gay man, and you know why? Because they're just fucking normal people. You piece of shit bigots.
Hey, Beecher, I got a joke for you. What do you call a gay astronaut?
What's that?
An astronaut, yo. You homophobe.
Matt, do you have one?
What, a gay joke?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head.
So they're not good enough.
Hey,
is that what
how about this?
What,
no, I'm just saying.
What do you
this?
Call What's... a gay man in a room full of women?
What?
No hard feelings.
I do. How about this one? Because we were talking about it earlier. What's black and has 37 nipples?
I have no idea.
Trash bag at the breast cancer ward.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Every time I tell that joke, it makes me a little happier, but at the same time, like, sad. Like, I know it's going to be one of the things that I have to answer for some at some point, and I don't know if I'm digging myself deeper by saying the joke over.
Just nipples.
Or if I should just stop, drop it from my repertoire.
Nipples.
That was horrible.
That's a fun word.
It's a horrible, but guess what? $10? $10 says you're going to be telling that shit to somebody within the next 24 hours.
No, I always remember the really horrible jokes. That's like one of the only other jokes I remember is what's the difference between a dump truck full of little babies and a dump truck full of bowling balls?
You can only remove one with a pitchfork.
Yeah, you can't pitchfork a bowling ball.
You can finger babies and a bowling ball, though.
I remember when I always love that, you know, speaking of comedy and meta, you know, like I always love how like you just get these, because I remember when I was a kid, it was Pollock jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point...
How do you get a one-arm Pollock out of a tree?
Wave, throw a baseball. Yeah. I mean, there's like 20 of them.
See, like that joke in and of itself could be applied to any nationality. I mean, it's just anybody. It's like the other or who the other that you think is stupid, you know?
Yeah, but like you can make fun of Pollocks because they're doing good. It's never like, oh, them Pollocks are taking our jobs or anything like that. You can't make a Mexican joke without getting people looking at you funny.
What is it? But like I remember... When I was younger, dead baby jokes just kind of all of a sudden started.
Yeah.
And like they were there and like in the 90s, and then they just kind of like, all right, we're done talking about it.
Dead babies aren't taking our jobs. That's why, Matt.
Fair enough.
They took our jibs.
They took our jibs.
So what the hell is your topic there, your walking mistake?
Wait, can I put a capper on it first?
Yeah.
So you brought up I'm going to have to now go back and watch the Animatrix, but it's interesting you brought up the violence against the artificial life or whatever, the sex bot. And, you know, I mean, that was another thing that occurred to me watching, you know, Westworld is that these people would go in and, you know, they commit violence or, you know, violent acts or whatever against, you know, these robots.
Because they're not human.
Because, yeah, there's no consequence. There's no consequence. But... Like, you know, the question is does the violent act, you know, is it that the violent act has no consequence because it's done upon an inanimate object? But, I mean, one could equally say that, like, the act in of itself is has a consequence upon the person committing it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It definitely, you know what I mean? Dude, I mean, it's definitely, it's like when you, like, all the get a chub on when you watch a person get strangled and stuff like that. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Should I see a doctor about, like...
I don't know where that came from, but are you getting chubs on a lot when people are getting strangled?
I just... I've started noting inappropriate hard-ons, and I'm like...
Do you have, like, a little hand recorder? You, like, pull it out, like...
Or appropriate hard-ons.
No, I did... Do
you have, like, a code word for it?
No.
Gemini 4 occurred once again today while watching WWF reruns.
I don't want to...
Strange.
I really don't want to get into it, but I noticed like something a while back.
Beezer told a dead baby joke.
Got hard on, yeah.
September 19th, Beezer told dead baby joke.
No, it's just that
partial hard.
I've started like a while ago. I started noticing that at some inappropriate scenes or some things that I'm like, that's really weird. That
oh no, but I mean that's the awkward donor, right?
No, it's just kind of like, that I don't know why that was so, why that got me, you know what I mean?
No,
I started noticing, like, is there any other parts of my day? And so now I'm like, kind of like, hey, that's weird too.
You know what?
Like, maybe I should talk to somebody.
Just realize that, like, at some point in your life, you're going to wish you got awkward boners when it stops working. You know, you're going to be like, you know, 60, 70, who knows, in Viagra, you know, country. And, you know, you'd be like, I miss those awkward boners.
Yeah.
No, I'd choke someone myself to get a stiffy.
You know, it's actually more along the lines of I've been called and told to my face that I'm a crazy person.
Right.
Multiple times.
And you get a stiffy each time?
No. And I'm just like, and I sometimes wonder, like, maybe they're right.
Maybe they're right. Maybe I am crazy.
You know, but I'm always the one, I'm not crazy.
It just could be a lunatic. Lunatic they're looking for.
Anyway, I also don't want to talk about it because I'm actually interested in what you were talking about. What is it? When the Japanese, and I don't bring them up because of World War II, but I kind of in World War II and even earlier than that, like they treated prisoners as basically non-humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Once you were...
like the Raven and King, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's even their own prisoners. Like, mm-hmm. let's just say they committed a crime. They were no longer part
of... You
lost
your human rights.
Yeah, well, not only human rights, you kind of just weren't... You were a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would use them to, like, use them to test their swords.
Right.
And all this shit to kind of
The Japanese samurais used to, whenever they got a new sword.
Oh, dude, fucking.
So many heads they get cut through.
Shogun, did you ever read or
love
watch
Shogun?
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, my God, dude. I actually have to. You were the one person I've ever talked to who's actually watched that shit.
I watched that, but I don't remember much.
Dude, okay, so the Shogun. Richard Chamberlain film is great. The book is amazing. I have the audiobook. It's like fucking 2 days long, but it's awesome. No, but it is really good. If you enjoyed the movie, you'd love the book.
I remember, though, that 5 to 6 heads was like the normal. Like, it cut through 5 to 6 heads, but
right.
Like 7 was the mythical sword that could cut through 7
heads.
Yeah,
but I mean, yes, they did treat their prisoners horrible, but I mean, wasn't that also kind of tied to their, also their belief that they're, you're killing you, almost releasing you into the karmic wheel,
What I'm just saying is it's so...
I don't actually know anything about it, but I'm just pretending. So
it's just so odd how... I don't know. Once you have that mindset of understanding that this person... Oh, don't worry. You know what I mean? Even like if you ever watched Platoon or whatever, where they raped the shit out of that poor fucking Vietnamese.
Michael J. Fox, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, no, it's okay. It's just like, hey, and you don't want to get in on this rape thing? And you're just like, no, I don't, no, I have no... Shouldn't we let her... Just remembering that scene where they stab her. Oh, my God. That was all... Platoon? Because I watched it.
It was Oliver Stone, right?
Yeah. I watched it as a young kid because Michael J. Fox was in it.
Right.
And
I hope this is like Back to the Future.
I love Teen Wolf, Back to the Future, and Family Ties, and it was...
No.
Yeah.
It was that movie where he's the pizza guy and he was delivering pizzas and fucking the women? What was that?
No, that was not Michael J. Fox.
No?
Risky Business?
It was Risky Business.
No. There was a movie where it was Michael J. Fox.
It was not him delivering pizzas. It was, I remember, because, the guy would deliver pizzas, and then everybody would ask for extra anchovies.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're thinking of the dude who's on the fucking doctor show.
Yes.
What's his name?
Grey's Anatomy.
Well, I don't think he's on it anymore. And he was also on... the most recent Bridget Jones Diary movie.
That's sad.
What is his fucking name?
I don't know.
Anyhow, but that was the dude in the pizza thing. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Can't Buy Me Love, but it's the same actor who was in that. And I can't fucking think of his name.
Okay. So it wasn't Michael. Wait, was it Secret of My Success?
That is another one.
That is a Michael J. Fox movie.
No, that's a Michael J. Fox movie.
But that's
maybe,
not the pizza one.
That's not.
No, maybe I pushed those together in my head because I watched them both at the same time. Yeah, because I saw a lot of movies and I would like smash them together in my head. So my topic is
do it.
Oh, so what did you just ask? Let me before you start. Did you just come up with it while we were?
No. I forgot to research it before you guys got here.
Ooh, shenanigans.
So my topic is television, but it is the actual mechanics behind television.
Right.
Like the technical.
I was almost excited there and you just took it away.
No, I don't want to talk about shows. I want to talk about the TV.
Right.
And so we all know that the television, as we know it now, or as we knew it, at least in the 80s, was invented by Philo Farnsworth.
No, nobody knew that.
Good news, everyone.
Not that Farnsworth. Oh. But Philo Farnsworth, who actually came up with the idea for it when he was 14 years old.
He was thinking, man, if I could put an electron gun at the back of a tube, it would
Here's the thing. Okay, so the television, as you would conceive of it conceivably, the CRT, or cathode ray tube, existed before him, but it was mechanical. So there was actually a screen that spun around.
Television.
You had to have a motor.
Mm-hmm.
Philo Farnsworth knew how to do it electronically, which was amazing. He rasterized the electron beam so that it could just move back and forth like a dot matrix printer.
Mm-hmm.
So he came up with this concept and made the first electronic TV, which made it viable and cheap to sell.
Mm.
And then World War II broke out and he got fucked.
Right.
Royally. So that's the CRT that we knew from World War II to you know, the '80s.
Right.
And when like, that was the TV.
Dude, like not even that. Like I had a fucking tube TV up until probably like 2003, 2004.
Then that was the electronic. Cause instead of a spinning screen,
mm-hmm.
there was like just basically like a cylinder that spun around. It had a screen mm-hmm. and the electrons would come through the screen. And that's what allowed the television to make the picture. And so it had a very shitty low resolution. And it existed.
Right, the disc would spin, and it had like a little slot in it, right?
Well,
and
there was
like
also the slot.
Right.
There was also the slot, but there was also a cylinder, mm-hmm. and that was more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave you a better resolution. So it was just a moving part, though, mm-hmm. basically.
Right.
So you could do the disc, or you could do the cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
So Philo Farnsworth figured out how to do it electronically, and he put these plates that would move the electron beam back and forth by using electromagnetic fields, pulling it back and forth, and it could raster across the screen. And he figured it out when he was 14. Fucking genius.
Wow.
Yeah, genius. He did it on a chalkboard. And like his science teacher saw it and was like, this could work. And it's like, you know, like his science teacher had been to college and et cetera. And then his science teacher sees it and like, this could actually work. And then he received the patent, and then World War II broke out and he lost it. Because everyone lost patents. World War II hit. And everyone's like, all right, we just need technology. Do it. And he went and he worked and he created a bunch of different radars
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And he contributed mm-hmm. massively to our efforts, especially in radar. Because the guy was a genius. But he was essentially the father of modern television. Because he made it cheap enough to where an average person could buy it. And it would work. Because the problem with mechanical cathode ray tubes was that they broke down all the time. And it just wasn't for everyday watching television.
For radar screens, because that shit was important.
Yeah, that shit was important. You could keep it going. And, you know, it was very low resolution, but it was enough to tell you, like, hey, it's this far away, it's right here, this direction, etc. So when he did that, it made it cheap enough to show black and white image. You know, matter of fact, the first black and white image ever transmitted was from Philips and RCA, and Philips had subsidized some of it, but it was Felix the Cat. They sent an image of Felix
really?
The Cat. Yeah. It was the first thing ever transmitted on
television. And ever since then, we can't help but put fucking cats all over the internet.
Exactly.
Like, started there.
Oh, shit. I never put that together. So, that was the cathode ray tube up until the 80s.
Dogs were positioned. Because they had that whole RCA thing with the dog and the fucking, you know, sound cone up to, a, you know, whatever.
Right.
But they didn't land it. They,
yeah,
like, tried.
Dogs could do the sound, but they couldn't do...
Yeah, they couldn't make it to the screen.
Yeah, cats.
Too
it's
bad.
All cats.
All about the cats.
So, eventually they invented what was called rear projection television. And that used a spinning disc. And it used three different projectors to shoot color.
Right.
And so that was a little bit more like mechanical television. There was a spinning disc and three different colors. And you'd have those big giant, you remember those giant rear projection televisions?
I went to a dude's house that like was like, he had a really nice expensive house, but it was like 20 years ago was expensive in the 80s, you know? And it had one of those TVs, but it was like old and it was like really dim. You know, it needed to have some like work done to it.
You had to
have
the lights off to watch it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rear projection. So that was the only thing close to what we have now. So eventually someone figured out, and it was actually, I think it was Sony and a few other companies, they put together LED and LCD, and they use fluorescent backlights or cold cathode LEDs and stuff like, well, now we have full straight LED light shining through the back.
Yeah, it's, if you just pull it apart, it's just like these LED strips, and they're mounted on like this white backing that, you know, kind of like mutes the light and spreads it all, and they got like a filter in front of it too that spreads it all out, right? So you get like
a
uniform
diffuser
light.
Yeah, and that's now why TVs are so fucking cheap.
But it's just a clear, like the picture on the screen is just a clear screen. It's just a flat screen, and it needs that light behind it so you can actually see what's, you know.
Yeah. And as opposed to plasma, which we started to play with, and it's, you know, using plasma like filled gas tubes to shine the light through. It's essentially the same technology.
But its blacks are way better. Like, I got a plasma TV, and like, it's awesome, yes. But the fact is, like, you walk in front of it, and you feel like you're walking in front of a tanning bed, you know?
Yeah,
because
it's putting up more lights.
Hot shit right there.
There's a lot more light going through there, because it's using, like, plasma.
Mm-hmm.
It's being excited. It's basically a giant fluorescent tube.
So all those times that I went and I gave plasma to get a little bit of money, I actually got a little bit back in my TV.
Yeah, that's where they were putting it. It wasn't
that's
to
what
help.
That was a big plasma boom.
It wasn't to help. It wasn't to help children with HIV or cancer. It was just so
that's
you
get, ridiculous.
You know, I always hated that plasma. But you can get $50 for sending plasma. I'm like, awesome. Will they give you like 10 the first time? And then like,
yeah, I did it. I was fucking unemployed as shit, and like it was right when Jacqueline and I were married, and I was like,
all just so that people, rich people, could have TVs.
It's crazy. It's
right,
crazy.
Right.
You know, and the weird thing was, is in like, and it always blew my mind because they like, you know, how come they weren't cool with having gay plasma on their TV? Or they didn't want your plasma if you'd been out of the country. Jesus, I mean, because they didn't want gay
or
foreign plasma.
Or had a tattoo.
I mean, that's just, I mean, what? They think you're like what's wrong
with
the
tattoo?
Well, no,
the tattoo would show up on the screen. It'd be like a burn-in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I remember they wouldn't take, if you said you smoked weed. Yeah, they wouldn't take it because
you're like injecting the weed.
No,
like,
it's just that
your
eyeballs.
Don't share your weed needles.
No, but THC.
One weed, that's all it takes.
Like THC is in your blood.
Right.
And so you can actually get high.
Dude, that's an extra.
I know. That's what I was like, dude, what if
I should charge extra? No. You should be giving me more money.
Like, I was always wondering, like, if I ever got a surgery, if like, man, if somebody who's really like a pothead donated and I would get that good, like, blood, like, oh, man, it's cool, man. Yeah, just
get that good blood.
Open me up, dude.
Like, well, whatever. They're like giving
put
you
that good blood in me.
Good blood.
I had a little bit of a surgery about like a year and a half ago. They like cut some fucking lumps off my head, and I'd never had surgery before. And have either of you been put out before?
Love it.
Dude, like that is so fucking scary. Them putting you out. Like I was so like nervous about like, cause I didn't know I was going to wake up, or like, I didn't want to be in like that one movie Alive where like they put me out and I'm like that one small percentage where the shit doesn't knock me out. And I'm just like fucking paralyzed.
Dude,
there.
You'd be unconscious. How the fuck would you know?
What if I wasn't?
You won't be.
Dude,
I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. You don't know. There's like, it could
like
not
a,
work.
It's like a drunk sleep. That awesome, like, when you wake up and you're like,
dude, it was
like, it's been 8 hours.
It was fucking freaky as shit. And they give you like a chemical that makes you like forget. Like it just like, you know, it's like they roofie you. So you, even if you were awake or even if some shit went down, you're not going to fucking remember anyway.
Dude, I remember they were like, when I went into surgery, they were gassing me. They were like, hey, Camp Bowker's from 100. And, I got to like near 50 and the guys was like, Jesus Christ, he bumped up the gas.
Dude, I didn't even get to numbers.
Oh,
like,
really?
Dude, I don't even remember. Like, I vaguely remember them wheeling me in and I remember I was like still anxious and I was going to like make a joke about something. And I like, before like the thought could even materialize in anything, I was back in the fucking, you know, recovery room. And they're like, all right, Mr. Taylor, you need to wake up.
You ever have that moment where like your adrenaline's running and you're like, oh shit. And like you do something that you probably couldn't do even sober and like with no adrenaline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I got my second DUI and the cop asked me to do my alphabet backwards because they issued me the sobriety test. It was like C-Y-X-W. And I like did it backwards, like completely perfect. And he's like, "You're still drunk, though, so we're gonna." Yeah. And I was like, "But I did it."
Blood
like,
test, yeah. Blood test, motherfucker.
Yeah,
blood
I did. I did do the blood test, and I was still pretty high. Like I was still like 21%.
You're actually your blood test is a Long Island iced tea, so we're gonna have to.
Pina colada.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I pulled it off. Like, and he was like, yeah,
well,
you're still drunk.
Arguably, you didn't pull it off.
No, but I still
because
did.
Because if
that
you really
would
have pulled it off.
No, yeah.
It was very anticlimactic. Maybe you, like, did it, and, like, you were, like, juggling at the same time. It did a backflip, like Steve Martin in The Man with Two Brains. Yeah. You know, and you like, you know, there's a crowd who's gathered during it, and they're, like, applauding. And then, it, like, it's all anticlimactic, and the dude's like, you're still drunk. And like hits you with his billy club.
Yeah.
And then he confiscates all your money in your car, you know, because dude, they can do that.
Dude, the, you know, I'm, you know, man, the man with two brains.
That was a brilliant movie.
Yeah.
Dude, but I love, I know, and it's so, you know,
at the end.
Merv Griffin.
No, it's not that. It's the
yeah, because he's the killer. Yeah.
No, the, what is it? That one part where he's like, honey, like he's talking to his dead wife's picture.
Right.
And he's like, honey, if you don't want me to date this person, I'll understand. Just give me a sign. And it's so, you know it's coming. But the way they do it is,
dude,
just
so
like,
over the fucking top.
Yeah, way over the top. The picture starts spinning. Like, no!
Any kind of sign at all. Any kind of sign at all.
Yeah, and he's just like, this is dealing with it.
At the end, though, when like he like finds out she was a compulsive eater.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And that was what's her name?
Bette Midler?
No.
God, no, you were worse.
I'm off today.
Yeah, now
I'm bad. Chick who played, she was in the Romancing the Stone. God damn it.
Oh, now she talks like this because she was
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, because she was the evil. She was evil, and then she had her brain replaced. Kathleen Turner.
Dude, what happened to that?
She's like this Wachowski? Now.
Dude, V.I. Wachowski, she looked good.
Yeah, that was her last
Okay, one. And then
dude,
I saw her
you gotta
in,
fucking... Dude, I'm sorry. She's a human being. She got old. She stopped looking super
you
hot.
You know who didn't?
What is your problem? You
Wonder
don't
Woman.
Like the gays.
Wonder
you don't
Woman
like the
didn't.
Chinese. And now, like, women can't get old. Old women can't get old. What
they,
the fuck?
No, they need to age.
She looks like an old bitch.
I'm sorry. If I used to have sexual feelings... For you, you
no,
need
I
to age gracefully.
Oh, you know who did that too? Sissy Spacek.
Oh man.
Oh god. Really had it for Sissy Spacek.
I did. There were some pictures of her when she was younger, and I'm like, yeah.
Really?
What's going on there? Even with the bad teeth.
Which, like, is she the coal miner's daughter?
No, that was Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren.
No.
Dude, wait a minute. Who were you and I talking about the other day? What is it? From My Cousin Vinny. What's her name? Marisa Tomei.
Oh, she's still. Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a girl who's aged well.
Yeah, because, like, there's Sissy
she's
Spacek.
Listening I, mean, to our, I Iron, hope she's listening to our podcast. Right
Iron
now,
Man was going to nail her. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who's the one that was on Dr. Phil, though? That's who I'm thinking of.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah. No, she's, like, nuts. The Shining. Who's Shining?
Oh, Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall went crazy. No, Sissy Spacek still looks good.
Shelley Duvall was never attractive.
Dude, all right, so she probably was driven crazy by both Jack Nicholson and what's his face?
No, come on. Shelley Duvall
never looked good.
No, there's some pictures
There's not one fucking picture.
I'm going to find one.
Everybody has their own taste and whatever, but no.
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 Okay,
dude,
there's
teeth alone.
Yeah, right? The teeth.
Like, well, it was a different Steve time. Buscemi I mean, I think should she, like, be related. Had, like, that was like in the time, like post-70s, mid-post-70s, where like the whole twinkie look was also big.
Okay,
yeah,
that
thing.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to pull it up here.
Yeah.
He's going to pull it out.
That's her now.
All right, so.
Yeah. Oh. God.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to give me a palate cleanser before you
now,
do that.
Now, look at her. Look at her when she was younger. Look at her.
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
Look at her when she was younger.
And she's horrible looking then, too.
She's decent there.
Which film is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you see her mouth is closed.
So, you know, I guess it's kind of colored by the character she did, because she did such a phenomenal job in The Shining.
She's an awesome actress.
She was the person, you know, in The Shining, the audience is, you're substituted for her in the film, essentially. You are experiencing, both for her and Danny, so you are fucking freaking out, you know, through this whole thing. And she does a great job of freaking out on behalf of the audience.
That part where you're going to give me the bat, and I'm going to smash your brains in.
I'm going to bash him right the fuck in.
And she's like screaming, and like she does a really good job of being like, ah, I don't know what to do.
She's fantastic.
Like right there, there's a really good picture of her.
From
when
what
she,
film?
I don't know. It's a glamour shot.
Now you can see her teeth,
and then
the whole mystique is really.
You know, I'm like the English teeth, not a killer. Like it used to be when I was younger, but you know what? It's like bad genes still. But she wasn't bad looking.
Yeah,
she,
I suppose. Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean. She has a certain
eyes are really buggy and my teeth.
She's
are
like those
fucking,
big eyes paintings.
Like my teeth are trying to escape from my mouth, so that's why I can't open
God,
them right
that's
now.
That's mean.
What the fuck? I don't even know this. I don't know her. Who fucking gives a shit?
You know, eat corn in the cob. Shelley
Duvall
is
somewhere
racket.
Like, I can't believe Matt said that.
Are her and Robert Duvall related?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah? He's great.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad looker either.
I would totally nail Robert Duvall.
Yeah, Duvall.
Robert Duvall, 1980s? Yeah. Yes. Robert Duvall, MASH? Yes. Robert Duvall now? Absolutely. All the time.
You know, I'm more of a Robert Redford guy, man.
Dude, I would like...
That guy.
We could triple stack that shit. Let's do it.
Well, I guess this is as good a place as any to...
Yeah, we're
throw,
at 58
You know
minutes.
What? Throw a little bit of Gary Busey in there just to spice it up. Oh, yeah.
No, you lost me at Busey, bro. You lost me at Busey. Although I have to say, younger Busey, you know,
dude, I loved Busey in Silver Bullet. All I can say is that like that movie for
that
me.
That was a pretty awesome.
Like I watched
movie.
That and I was like,
Stephen
I
King.
Wish that Gary Busey was my surrogate Drunk. Father yeah. for a figure. I wish he would teach me to shoot werewolves.
Yeah, like I don't even know why I got this bullet. this is ridiculous. I feel like a fool.
Ooh, and DC Cab. Also DC Cab with him. No, never you never seen DC Cab?
And I probably
ooh, I got one on Matt.
That's actually
one. That's one.
Because I've watched a lot
just
of movies.
Just takes one.
It takes that's one to get just one on Matt.
All right. Last word.
Bitches.
Last
fuck
word.
You, bitches. Last word.
Oh, we're almost like right at an hour. Last word.
Last word.
It's still going. I can see it. Last word.